My beloved hearts, as the representative of the Divine Mother for the East, I, Kuan Yin, come to you, for you have earned a visit from my presence, from my being, from my flame of mercy and forgiveness. For you see, my beloved, what is the one thing that can help people transcend the old patterns and rise to the new day of a golden age? Well, that one thing, my beloved, surely must be forgiveness. For how can you possibly greet the new day if you are trapped in attachment to the past and always looking back towards the night and refusing to turn around and face the rising sun of the presence of God in your own being and in the collective consciousness? And so, my beloved, again you see outpictured in the Native people in America how they today are stuck in looking to the past, my beloved. Do you see how they count before the white man came and after the white man came? And they look at their lost culture as something that was perfect and idyllic and never would have changed if the white man had not come. And thus you see an attachment to what was there in the past and which can never be recreated and would not have survived anyway, my beloved. For truly, the forces of life itself would have caused the Native Americans to transcend that old lifestyle. And so, my beloved, when you consider a paradise lost, I will tell you that if you think paradise was in the past, then paradise will always be lost for you until you let go of the past and start facing the future and realize that the seed of the future is the now, the eternal now. And so, my beloved, can you see that for the Native peoples to have moved on 100 or 200 years ago, they would have had to have been willing to leave the past behind. They would have had to say, it is time to change. We do not have to become like the white people, but we do have to change. We do have to transcend our old outlook on life. And had they been more willing, more able to do that, they could have found a way to become integrated so that they could have actually lived up to the name Native Americans by maintaining some of their old culture, but adopting the new and accepting themselves as fully part of not just the American nation, but the I Am people, as Mother Mary spoke about. And this, my beloved, would indeed have made it possible for them to find a much more constructive way to integrate in this new experiment of America. For my beloved, do you not see that although the white settlers, many of them came from Europe, where there was a somewhat rigid culture, they came to a new world where there was no established culture, no established cities, no established laws or customs, and thus they had the opportunity to start anew. And thus, much of what was going on in those early colonies was an experimentation, my beloved. And if the native peoples had been willing to experiment, they would not only have found a way to integrate in white society, they could have found a way to shape this new society of America. But you see, my beloved, because there was not the ability to let go of the past, the willingness to let go of the past, they could not integrate. And so, instead, they became, so to speak, overrun by the influx of white immigrants. And my beloved, that is why there was not the balance where the devotion to the mother held by the native peoples could have balanced the unbalanced devotion to the father of the Christian immigrants. And so, my beloved, had there been a greater balance on both sides, a greater integration, you would indeed have seen a very different nation that would have had a greater balance between father and mother. And thus you would not have seen many of the manifestations that have taken place in American society. For example, you would have seen a greater respect for the value of the individual, for the value of all people, and the need to spread abundance among all people, as you indeed saw in many of the native tribes, where they did not have anyone who was particularly rich and above the rest, nor did they have anyone who was particularly poor and below the average, for they took care of each other. Many of the early settlers did likewise in their small communities, for they needed to stick together to survive. But as America grew, you saw a moving away from this, and you saw how the power elite started to gradually gain an inroad in the American government so that they undermined the value and the respect for the individual. They created a mentality that was so alien to the first American revolutionaries and their desire to create a society with equal rights for all. They created a society that was much closer to the feudal societies of Europe, where you now have not a noble class that is noble by birth, but you have a rich power elite, many of whom are born into their positions, but you do have some openness that someone can move into the power elite by accumulating enough money and thereby becoming a member of the club, although perhaps not as valued as those who come from old money, as they say. And had this development of the power elite and a power elite mentality been averted, then many other calamities could have been averted. For example, the United States would not have entered into the First World War at all. For it was truly the power elite who manipulated the United States into that war for the sake of monetary gain and increasing their power over American society. Likewise, the Second World War might have been averted, or it could have taken a different form, with the killing being much, much less than it actually was. Yet, my beloved, the reason why I'm bringing up the past is because I am seeking to help you, especially those of you who have a closeness to the native peoples, to see, my beloved, that change is the order of the day on planet Earth. Not only change, but growth, transcendence. Thus, my beloved, I wish to give you a glimpse of what would have happened if our beloved Saint Germain, embodied as Columbus, had not discovered America. What would have happened, my beloved, if Columbus had been thrown off a horse and broken his neck early in life? Well, surely the American continent would eventually have been discovered. That was virtually inevitable based on the development of better ships and a better understanding of the Earth being round and not being the center of the universe. Yet, let us, for the sake of argument, assume that the white explorers from Europe had come to the United States, had come to the American continent, and had seen the native peoples living there. Now, sometimes when the native peoples of today look back at that time, it seems as if they almost have a certain expectation that if the white people had been good people, they would have looked at the native culture and said, these people are living in such a wonderful society, we should go home and leave them alone. So let us, for the sake of argument, say that that would have happened, my beloved, that the first European explorers would have said, we will go home and stay home. Well, my beloved, just project what you know about the history of Europe, my beloved. You would have seen inevitably that the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia would have taken place. You would have seen Russia become a communist nation. And you would have seen, my beloved, that Russia would have developed, as it surely did, a desire to conquer the world and make it a communist planet. And do you not think, my beloved, that the communists in Russia would have come to the continent of North America? Surely you could see that they would in the 1930s or 1920s. They would have come to these shores. And my beloved, if you think that the white settlers coming from Western Europe were rough to the native peoples, it is as nothing compared to what the communist invaders would have perpetrated upon the native peoples of North America. For my beloved, consider the weapons that the white settlers had when they first came to this continent. Surely they had guns, but they had flintlock muskets that could only fire one shot at a time. But when the communist invaders would have arrived in the 1920s or 30s, they would have had machine guns, airplanes, grenades, artillery. My beloved, can you imagine the slaughter that would have taken place? For you must recognize that if the native peoples of North America had been left alone, they would not have developed sophisticated weaponry. They would not have developed gunpowder. They would have had bows and arrows. And what would that have been like to go up against modern weapons with that? So you see, my beloved, I am in no way trying to make light of what happened to the native peoples. I am in no way trying to defend what the white settlers did that was not right. I am trying to give you an overall perspective that when you look at the inevitability of history on this planet, you can see that surely in this year, the Native Americans would not have been better off if the white settlers from Western Europe had not come when they did. On the contrary, when you consider the world perspective, you can see that had the United States not been founded when it did, and had it not grown to become a powerful nation, well, then there would have been no force on this earth that could have stopped the communist hordes from overrunning every continent. And thus you would today have had a planet controlled by a communist ideology and by a class of people who have no respect for the value of human life, as you truly saw, even in how Stalin and other Russian leaders treated their own people. So, my beloved, what I seek to give you here is the Alpha perspective, the Father perspective, of the big picture of what inevitably would have come to pass. And thus you see, my beloved, instead of feeling that the native peoples were treated unjustly and unfairly, that they were slaughtered, you could look at this from an entirely different perspective. You could look at it that the native peoples of America made a sacrifice for the benefit of all humankind and for the benefit of this planet. For I must tell you quite clearly, my beloved, that if this planet had been overrun by communism, the days of intelligent life on this planet would be numbered. You would already today have seen natural disasters of far greater magnitude than what you are seeing, because Mother Earth herself would have revolted against the way people were being treated on a worldwide scale. And it would have been a matter of time before the planet would simply have gone through such a major upheaval that civilization in any form would have been destroyed, and you would only have had small and scattered bands of survivors here and there around the globe. And my beloved, had that indeed come to pass, well then, there would have been no cosmic justification for the continued existence of the Earth, and therefore this planet would have been dissolved, for it would no longer have been a suitable planet for the spiritual growth of significant numbers of life streams, and it would have taken too long for it to get back to a state of a reasonable civilization that actually gives people the freedom, the material freedom, to pursue spiritual growth instead of being consumed by making a living. So you see, my beloved, this is the greater Alpha perspective. But now, my beloved, I will, as the feminine presence that I am, also give you the Omega perspective. And that perspective, my beloved, is that everything that happens on Earth happens as an opportunity for growth. For you see, my beloved, if you will study Maitreya's book, where he gives you the big picture of the world of form and of planet Earth, you will see how he explains that at one point in the distant past, there were people on this Earth who had become so entrenched in their consciousness, so set in their ways, that they had created a downward spiral, for they were not willing to transcend. And this is, to a large degree, the same mentality that you see in native peoples around the world, as Mother Mary explained. And thus it was decided by cosmic councils that instead of allowing the downward spiral to eventually destroy intelligent life on this planet, we would allow waves of life streams from other systems of worlds to incarnate here, to therefore, so to speak, stir the pot and provide a counterbalance to the people who were not transcending themselves. And this has, by and large, been a successful process, although, of course, the differences in people's consciousness and especially their attachment, their unwillingness to transcend the old consciousness, has precipitated untold physical suffering. But yet, my beloved, this is still preferable to seeing a planet destruct in a self-reinforcing downward implosion or destruct in a warfare that blows it apart. So you see, my beloved, what is going on this planet is that the different people, the different groups of people, as Mother Mary talked about, those who identify themselves based on characteristics in the material realm, they are here, my beloved, to interact with each other. And in that interaction, they make visible what is unbalanced in each other's consciousness. So do you see, my beloved? It was precisely the imbalance in the native peoples of this continent in the mother aspect that attracted to them an influx of people with an imbalance in the father aspect, so that in those two groups of people coming together, each group had an opportunity to see the imbalance in the other group, but then use that to take a look in the mirror, to look for the beam in their own eye, and to say, how are we then imbalanced, and how can we come into greater balance? This, my beloved, is the hallmark of the top 10%, the most spiritually aware people, that when they encounter other people who are different, or when they encounter different or difficult material circumstances, they look in the mirror and they say, what can this teach me about myself? What can this teach me about how I need to change so that I can come up higher and no longer precipitate this particular circumstance that I recognize is a reaction from the cosmic mirror? Yet when people are not willing to do that, my beloved, they go into the victim consciousness. And now people from one group say, oh, we are the victims of this other group. They are the ones who are perpetrating their actions against us. They are the ones who are destroying us. They are the ones who should change. The Native Americans saying, we should have been left alone by the white people. And the white settlers saying, oh, these Americans should have given us their land and moved west. Each group, of course, being naive, but being blinded by their unwillingness to look at themselves. And thus you see that each group went into a victim consciousness where they saw the other group as opposing them. And thus there was no possibility, realistically, of them cooperating and bringing each other into balance and therefore transcending, both of them transcending the old consciousness. Instead, what you saw was the inevitable confrontation that is not unique to this continent, that you have seen throughout the world and see throughout the world today, my beloved. And so, what you see then is that when such a confrontation occurs, there is a crystallization, so to speak, that there are those who actually move on. And you will see this even in America today, that some Native people have moved on and become part of American society, seeing themselves as Americans first, but Americans from a Native background, but still seeing themselves as Americans, as you indeed see with many of the settlers from Europe who no longer see themselves as Europeans, but clearly see themselves as Americans with a European background, but Americans first, my beloved. And so this means that they have transcended the old consciousness and moved on with life. But you also see those who get stuck in the old consciousness, who hold on to the old and look back to the paradise lost, thinking that if they could only find a way to recreate that paradise that is lost, then they could go back to the good old days that, quite frankly, were not so good when you were living in them. And so, my beloved, the perspective I want to give you here is a perspective that applies very much to those who are of a native descent in America, whether they have been mixed with other races or not, but those who can trace their lineage back to the native people. But my beloved, it also applies very much to those who can trace their lineage back to the black people brought over as slaves from Africa, or those who can trace their lineage back to other cultures that may not have integrated as well in America as some. For you see, my beloved, there is only one question that really is relevant for all people of all backgrounds, and that is, are you willing to do what Jesus said and multiply your talents? Are you willing to become more? Or do you want to bury your talents in the ground of the past and holding on to the past? And so you see, my beloved, if you are willing to move on, then you need to find a way to let go of your attachment to the past. I am not saying you need to say, I am no longer a Native American. You do not need to disavow your past. I am saying you need to not be attached to the past and look at it with negative feelings. You need to find a way to forgive both your ancestors and those who came in and did whatever they did to your ancestors. For you see, my beloved, the forgiveness flame, the mercy flame that I am, is the only way to freedom, my beloved. For the past is the past. It is gone. You cannot change the past. Therefore, you cannot go back and set right what was done wrong in the past. My beloved, do you hear me? It is not possible. Therefore, there is only one thing you can do, and that is to let go of the past by forgiving everything that happened. My beloved, those who are in the victim consciousness will immediately say, I cannot forgive. Why should I forgive? They are the ones who violated us. Why should I forgive them? They deserve to be punished. And the white people have taken over America. They have not been punished. But you see, my beloved, when you are in that state of consciousness, those others will never be sufficiently punished. For the only way you could feel that they were sufficiently punished was if you could turn back the clock and set right what was done wrong. But since that cannot be done, your desire to see the others punished can never be fulfilled. It is a never-ending desire, an unquenchable thirst for revenge or punishment. And what does it do to you, my beloved? Well, it traps you in the consciousness of non-forgiveness. And you have to realize, my beloved, the profound truth given by Jesus. Do unto others what you want them to do to you. But the hidden meaning that even most Christians do not understand today is that before you can do something to others, you must already have done that something to yourself, my beloved. And so, before you judge other people as being bad or evil, you must have judged yourself. Before you can have a desire for revenge over others, you must already have become angry with yourself and exacted revenge on yourself by placing yourself in a very small mental box. And what is the signal you send into the cosmic mirror from that mental box? My beloved, if you will look honestly at many of the native people in America today, those who are the black people in America today who have not let go, What are they saying subconsciously? My beloved, what they are saying to the cosmic mirror is, the atrocities committed against our people in the past was not enough. We have not let go of them. We want to experience more atrocities, more discrimination. This is the message that you are sending into the cosmic mirror when you have that state of consciousness, of non-forgiveness. And thus, my beloved, given that the law of free will is the reality on this earth, what can the cosmic mirror do than comply and give you that suffering? Yet, since it is no longer possible to experience that suffering in the United States, for there is no longer the persecution of Native people or blacks, then those souls who were not let go must incarnate elsewhere, where they can then experience the physical atrocities. Whereas instead, my beloved, imagine that all of the people, and I am not again talking just Native people or people of a black background. I am talking about all people in the world, for surely, my beloved, look at the world history and see that there is not a group of people who have not at some point in their history been violated by some other group. What if all those people, my beloved, could forgive? Well, if you forgive, if you let go of the past, you set yourself free from the consciousness that is holding on to the past. And thereby you say to the cosmic mirror, we no longer wish to experience the kind of atrocities we experienced in the past. We want to experience a positive life circumstance. And then the cosmic mirror will say, oh, my beloved, I have been waiting for thousands of years to give you the abundant life, for it is my good pleasure to give it to you. And now that you want it, surely it will be yours. So you see, my beloved, the deeper understanding here is that you need to ask yourself, who is discriminating against Native peoples in America today? Who is discriminating against blacks? Who is discriminating against Hispanics or those from certain national or ethnic origins? Well, my beloved, they are discriminating against themselves by maintaining their attachment to the past, their non-forgiveness, thereby maintaining or even reinforcing the very consciousness that caused the discrimination in the first place. This is not to say, my beloved, that those who are discriminating against others for any reason are not at fault, have no responsibility. But I am telling you, my beloved, that until the people who are being discriminated against are willing to let go of the consciousness, they themselves cannot be free of the discrimination. Neither can the people who are discriminating against them. For you see, my beloved, it is again the outplay of the basic dynamic on this planet that whatever imbalance you have in your consciousness, you attract someone who has the opposite imbalance in order to set up the inevitable clash that then gives you the opportunity to transcend. And so, my beloved, I know that this is not the soft and gentle perspective of the mother. It is the stern mother, the realistic mother. But you see, my beloved, when the mother is in synchronicity with the Divine Father, then the mother is the practical realist. The mother is the one who says, this is what we need to do in order to move on from the situation we find ourselves in. And the mother is the one who knows how this can be accomplished. And the mother is the one who is no nonsense about it, about telling people what needs to change in order for us to move on. For you see, my beloved, the mother is the one who knows how things should be done and how they can be done in a material realm. She is the one She is the expression of God that has the mastery of the material realm. The Father is the one who has the overall vision and therefore can see what needs to be done, but the Mother is the one who knows how and when it needs to be done. The Mother, in balance, is the master of time and cycles and of the practicality of how to accomplish a task. As they say, my beloved, necessity is the mother of invention. And it is true in the sense that when there is a necessity for change, and when is there not a necessity for change, my beloved, then the mother element, the mother aspect, the divine feminine in all people, regardless of their physical sex, is the one that knows how things should be done in the practical, nitty-gritty, day-to-day details. And this, my beloved, is of course one reason why in today's culture, women need to be given greater influence in society, and my beloved, especially in religion, especially in the Christian churches. As you see, in this particular place, as Mother Mary spoke about, a particular Christian church that represents much of what is going on right now in the Christian movement in America, where many, many women in Christian churches are feeling disenfranchised, are feeling like they are exiled by their own religion, because they know that they have a greater place, they have a greater role to play in their religion, but they are not allowed to do so by tradition, by the leaders who again have become stuck and rigid and therefore will not change. For you see, my beloved, the reality of Christianity today is that it is a religion that can no longer meet the spiritual needs of today's people. And the reason for this is that Christianity has become stuck in the unbalanced application of the father element and therefore has lost the practicality of the mother, of the divine feminine. And the only way out of this for the Christian religion is to open up for women to hold any position in any church. Only, my beloved, and this is a prophecy I will give you, only the Christian churches who will open up for women to hold any position will survive the next few decades. Others will shrink to insignificance. For it is only the women, the female influence, who will have the practical knowledge of knowing how to meet the spiritual needs of today's people so that they can transcend the Christian movement into a movement that is relevant to today's spiritual people, because it actually meets their needs and allows them to apply spirituality to their everyday lives so that they can move out of the rut, my beloved, of the perversion of the Father, portraying God as the remote being in the sky, which has led to the situation of the division between church life and daily life, so that you go to church for a few hours on Sunday, and then when you leave the church, you basically say to God, okay, God, leave me alone for the next 6 days, and then I'll come back. And this, my beloved, is not the kind of spirituality that will do anything for the people in the Aquarian age. For spirituality needs to become something you live in every aspect of your daily life. Otherwise, it will simply die, for it will no longer give you what you need in this age. For this is an age of spiritual freedom, my beloved. But spiritual freedom, it's not something that exists by you traveling to the Himalayas and sitting in a cave and having no worldly obligations and thinking you have spiritual freedom. Spiritual freedom is something you attain when you spiritualize every aspect of your life so that everything you do is an expression of your spirituality, and therefore you have freedom in all aspects of your daily life. This is spiritual freedom, my beloved. And it cannot be attained as long as there is the division, not between church and state, although that division also needs to be broken down, but as long as there is the division between church life and daily life, or as some would say, real life. But you see, real life is when you recognize that everything is an expression of spirit. Everything is an expression of the infinite, as we say in the art of non-war. For my beloved, let me assure you that the art of non-war is an expression of the totality of the ascended host, the ascended masters, the great white brotherhood, and the essence of the most universal message that we wish to bring forth at this particular time. There is no more universal expression available in the physical realm of the consciousness that is needed to bring humankind out of the past into the golden age of Saint Germain. It is only when they decide to not declare war against war, but to challenge the consciousness of war through the consciousness of non-war by accepting their own infinite origin, their own infinite source, their own infinite being, accepting that they are the open doors for the infinite to stream into this finite world, and only that stream of the infinite into the finite world will manifest the golden age. Thus, my beloved, I leave you with this fire of the mother's heart, which surely you can sense springs from love, the love from all of the mother's children, who will not let them sink into a downward spiral without taking them by the ear and pulling them up and giving them a stern talking to and saying, it is time for you to start acting your age. For my beloved, it is time for millions of life streams on this earth to start acting their age by realizing that they are ancient souls who have been here for a very long time, and you have had plenty of time to indulge in the pleasures of the physical realm. But now it is time to recognize where you came from and why you came to this planet, which surely was not to indulge in all of the things that are available in modern society. It was to find your greater purpose and to bring forth the truly abundant life on earth, which is not a materially abundant life, but a spiritually abundant life, where you have the integration of spirit and matter, of infinite and finite, of father and mother. Thus, my beloved, I also thank you for your presence, for your willingness to bring forth your heart flame, to let the light flow through you, and to give these rosaries that you have given. For indeed, in giving the two rosaries today, you have opened up for a clearing of the heart of many people around the world that will give them the opportunity, the reprieve from the intense feelings of non-forgiveness, so that they can wake up and say, ah, maybe we should just let it all go and forgive the past and walk into the bright shining sun of the new day of love, light, and peace. Thus, my beloved, I, Kuan Yin, seal you in a great forgiveness flame. And I give you the opportunity, as we play the music after I stop speaking, to pour into my forgiveness flame any non-forgiveness that you have personally, or any non-forgiveness that you sense is present in the mass consciousness, in the collective consciousness of the people among which you grew up, where they have not forgiven for whatever reason. And thus, my beloved, I seal you in my forgiveness flame, and I assure you that that flame can consume any non-forgiveness that you care to send into it. So prove me herewith, saith the Lord, And I shall pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough in your hearts to receive it, so that your hearts will be the cup that runneth over with forgiveness, so that you can go from this place and give it to others as well. Thus I seal you in my heart.